I don't know how he got on there, being married and all. But I remember Daddy used to watch that thing with fascination. We'd be sitting there, and he'd be looking at the TV set saying, boy, listen to questions those boys ask them girls. If we're out on a date, and I go for a kiss in the starlight, would you hold my hand? Daddy said, what kind of fan questions is them there? I'm gonna apply. I said, Daddy, you can't apply that, sure, you married. He said, well, they don't know that, they don't check. So sure enough, Daddy put in, and I couldn't believe it, they called him. They called him, and I'll never forget, he went and did the show, and it was unbelievable seeing Daddy on TV like that. His hair all greased back with Vitalis, Jim Lang, or whatever his name was. You're our Graham. Why, whoa. You know, barf man on that. There's Daddy sitting on the stool, asking questions. It was unbelievable. He said, bachelorette number one, we're on our first date, and I'm driving you to dinner. But on the way, I get the urge to do me some fudge packing. Now you tell me, bachelorette number one, would you rather if I bent you over a log or just took you over the fender of my car? And Jim Lang said, Mr. Greaseman, darling, please, confine your questions to those of an arable nature. All right, roll that tape back again. My God, how are we ever going to get this taping done with this madman? I said, all right, bachelorette number two. We're doing us some gobbledygee. I've already feasted on the yeast, and now you reciprocate. Now tell me, do you mind if while you're doing your thing, I balance a beer can on the top of your head? Jim Lang said, Mr. Grease Mazzelli! Keep in mind, it's a family show. Dad said, well, these are important questions. A man needs to know stuff like that. Like, do you mind if I put my gum in the belly button while I'm, you know, busy? You know, stuff like that that a man has to know before he takes out a woman. Now, bachelorette number three. There you are. Just having a tanning up. I mean, we're talking, I'm tickling your tonsils, if you know what I'm saying. You're noshing the squash. I'm leaning back, my hands folded behind my head. Now, prior to beginning, you made me promise to you, promise, that I would give you ample warning when I'm about ready to achieve my Shangri-La. Now, suppose I get so into it, I forget my promise. And there you are just wailing away on that bad boy when I cut loose. What would you say immediately thereafter? Bachelorette number three just smiled and said, hey, that's the one. That's the one I want. He's the one. Unbelievable. I mean, yeah, I'll take it right now, huh? We don't have to go to Puerto Vallarta. Parking lot will be fine.
Opening the bit.